In the coming weeks, we'll be talking with some of the U.S. troops who are on the ground in Iraq. They're performing any number of duties, from searching for weapons of mass destruction to trying to stem crime on the streets of the nation's cities to trying to begin the electric and water works all over again, and certainly figuring out how to keep these services from being sabotaged. We now have Army Specialist Ryan Mattis on the line with us from Baghdad. Specialist Mattis is 20 years old. He's from Fredericksburg, Virginia. He is a guard at the Baghdad Convention Center, where the Coalition Provisional Authority is headquartered. Specialist Mattis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been in Iraq, sir?
We've been in Iraq for a total of 3 months. We've been in theater over here for a total of 6 months.
What are some of the jobs you've been doing?
We've done security missions, securing airfields. Currently, we're security for the convention center, and we pretty much search everybody that comes in and out of here.
How has public reaction been to you when you walk the streets?
Everybody is very pleased to have us here, I guess. But sometimes you kind of wonder if that's what they want you to believe. But you kind of just wonder if the people that would want to harm you or anything just want you to believe that they're your friend and everything. Mm-hmm. So you kind of just have to keep your guard up. Not necessarily that they don't like you. You just have to be kind of skeptical. Just keep your mind on the worst thing so that you can prevent something from happening if it does.
Where are you bunked, Specialist Mattis?
Oh, we sleep in the convention center. We are one of the more fortunate people out here. Although when we were in western Iraq, we did our time out there with no AC or anything.
Yeah.
But fortunately right now, we are staying up in the convention center.
How hot is it, Specialist Mattis?
It can reach up to 120 so far, and from what I hear, we're coming up on the hotter months.
What's something you've seen or learned over the past few months that you think you'll keep for the rest of your life?
This is my first time being out of the States, and it makes you thankful for everything and the way we live back in the States. I mean, I'm pretty young, so seeing this, like, how good it is for us and what kind of opportunities we've grown up with, it makes you very grateful to understand that you have been pretty much given your life, the freedom to do whatever you want, whereas these people don't always have that choice.
Do you ever get scared, Specialist?
I don't know if it's so much scared anymore, but you're kind of like worried, like just anything can happen at any time. And sometimes that comes across and you try not to think about it always, but when you do think about it, it's just the knowledge that you can't control what's going to happen if anything happens is sometimes frightening.
Have you known any of the U.S. soldiers who've been hurt?
We've known one that was with our company that got hurt. He passed away when we were out in western Iraq.
Do you know when you come home?
No. We don't have a clue when we come home. We've been activated 7 months, and we don't have a clue when we're coming home.
Mm. Is it kind of hard to not know when? I mean, it's to not have a date you can work towards or look forward to?
It's very hard. That is probably the biggest issue out here. Sometimes you just want a date just so you know when you're coming home and you have some sense of an end to this, you know?
You married?
No, I'm not. I have a girlfriend. I've had a girlfriend for 3 years, so maybe when I get home.
Well, this is totally off the record and unofficial, but if you're 20, I see no need to rush into anything, Specialist.
Yeah, I feel the same way, so. It's just, you kind of get a good feeling, though, when you're 20 years old and a girl wants to stay with you through something like this. So.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm sure she's a fine young woman.
Oh, she is.
Specialist Mattis, it's been nice talking to you. Take care of yourself.
It's very nice talking to you also.
Army Specialist Ryan Mattis, who's 20 years old and from Fredericksburg, Virginia, speaking with us from Baghdad.